Folks, we are joined by Farah Ismail, a dynamic founder, facilitator, executive coach, speaker, and author, driven by a vision to inspire and empower emerging leaders, especially women, to embrace their unique talents and lead with confidence. Drawing from her transformative experiences, Farah embarked on an entrepreneurial journey with Interact Consulting. And this is the special series called TGV Courage Catalyst, which we are doing on account of International Women's Day 2024. And this is the last and the fourth episode of the series. And the topic for today is inner and outer work of courage, the power of creation. And in case if you haven't already checked our previous episodes of this series, we have done one episode on taking the first step, and the second one on building ethical and sustainable practices, and the third one on maximizing coaching impact, five key distinctions. So in case if you haven't tuned in, I would strongly recommend you to go ahead and either listen or watch to them in any sequence, because these are all different topics and you can tune in as per your convenience. So as we prepare to delve into our conversation today, here's an exciting twist as always. Let us tickle our brains guest first. So Farah, get ready for another rapid fire round of random words. I'll mention a few and I would love to hear the first thing that comes to your mind in response. And let's dive right in if you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. Achievement.
Need to be celebrated.
Efficiency.
Systems.
Motivation.
Innate.
Productivity.
Being indistractable.
Strategy.
It's a GPS.
Resilience.
The monarch butterfly.
Collaboration.
Trump's competition.
Vision.
Compass.
Adaptability.
Rubber band.
And the last one is recognition.
Acknowledgement.
Amazing. And thank you again for those spot on answers. I really appreciate your sportive participation in the rapid fire rounds. And before I welcome you, let me welcome the audience. So folks, welcome to the Guiding Voice podcast series, where we embark on transformative conversations for a better future. I'm your host, Navin Samala, dedicated to making the world a better place through valuable discussions that add value not only to your life, but also to your career. Thank you so much for tuning in. And Farah, welcome back to the Guiding Voice. How are you doing today?
I'm just enjoying the series. Thank you, Navin. I love your energy and I love your rapid fires as well. So thank you for inspiring me every week.
Most welcome. And the way this series is shaping up is really inspiring. And I'm getting a lot of positive feedback from our audience. And I'm glad that we are doing this. All right. So Farah, let's get started. Get started into the topic right away. Like, how do we define this inner and outer work of courage? And why are they important?
I think this is really important because whatever we do in our life, I think it's about bringing our whole self to everything. So, and the first step is definitely aimed at the inner game of consciousness. And that's the inner work, right? So it's based on the belief that if you own your story, you can write a new beginning. So that's the inner work where you find time to, you know yourself better, explore your strengths, transform some of these, the thinking that can come in your way of creating the life you want to create, and really have a vision of the future. So I believe that it starts with that. And when you have that, then it's easy for you to then continue building and capitalizing on any extrinsic capabilities that we need today, right? So to further develop and empower others. And that's what we do. We create ripples in the world. And that's when we start developing new muscles, new skills. So it starts with the inner work. And then, of course, it's about looking at how do you focus on the outer.
So first, we have to start within and then work on the outer part. That's so profound. Yeah. All right. So now let's discuss about how our inner work influences one's capacity to play big, both in life as well as leadership.
You know, when I'm thinking about the work we do, there is two spaces. And if you can imagine like a soul line and a goal line, right, it intersects. So a lot of people come to you to look at goals and what I want to achieve. But a big part of it is that inner work, as I talked to you, which is the soul line, which is really looking at what makes you really tap into your inner potential. And When I think about how this soul line work, that inner work, influences our capacity, I'd like to define what playing big really means. Many of us think that playing big is taking, you know, making six figures or taking a very big jump in our career. I want to say that playing big is really changing your relationship with self-doubt. And when we do that, we automatically know how to create the playing big in our life. So Tara Moore defines playing big beautifully, and she says it's being more loyal to your dreams, to your calling, not to your fears. So what are you being loyal to? So I feel that when you actually do the inner work, you stay grounded in working on what's important to you. And you really step into feeling enough. That's when you can create everything in your life. So that's one of the ways in which you can build in your life with playing big.
Amazing. And a while ago, you mentioned about exploring the strengths to be able to create the life you want to create. So I'd like to understand, how does the concept of power of creation fit into both our personal and professional growth?
This is something that it's a language I've been using very much. So whoever talks to me will know I would say that I'm creating myself in this moment. We are creating this experience. So everything is a creation. I create my experience when I'm in a meeting. I create my who I'm being in my life and my business. I'm creating my relationships as well. So when we understand that this power of creation starts with our language, not just what we speak, but also our mental language, we can find ways to shift it so that we can step into our strengths. So I would say that that has made the biggest difference for me, because that has helped me to shift from all the ways that we keep ourselves stuck or listening to a voice, which is the inner critic, and shifting into really looking at listening to a more authentic voice and then focusing on building everything around us. So I would say that by focusing on who you're being in this moment, how you're creating your world, that's what's going to create your reality. So I would say, watch how you're creating yourself and the language you use. It's everything.
Amazing. Here comes my next one. So what practices do you recommend for someone looking to strengthen their inner and outer courage?
So there was a time when I had lost sight of myself. I was struggling with feeling like I was powerless in my life many years ago. And the work that really helped me was the work I did with Brené Brown. I took a year to do this work of looking at, it was based on her book called Dare to Lead. And I took a lot of time to look at, you know, what are the armors I'm wearing? So I used to think I'm perfect, or I wanted to be perfect. I was a superwoman. I wanted no help from anyone. So can you imagine how I was really creating a lot of barriers in making the shift in what I want to create? So there was too many like armors around me. And I think the biggest shift I took was peeling off those layers, like understanding, you know, what is coming in my way and taking off those armors and believing that progress, not perfection. And so when I started becoming vulnerable, so the inner work is being true to yourself, being authentic, and vulnerability is your strength. And I think that's when I started owning that, that's when I was able to shift everything else. I became more relatable. I became more honest with myself. And I guess that's one thing I would say that will probably help you to strengthen that muscle. Mm-hmm. And the outer courage is, I do some fun stuff like looking at what's one thing that I fear I like to do every day. So like these small things that you can step into, and you can give yourself that ability to shift your capacity of stepping into courage, taking small steps, like we said, taking small action, going towards something which is uncomfortable. So I would say that that's the journey building both kinds of courage. It can be emotional, it could be physical, it could be mental. So there are various aspects of it. But truly, it's about speaking from your heart. Being vulnerable is the starting point.
And has it led to any significant breakthrough in your career?
it has made a big shift in how I'm showing up in my business, because initially when I was creating from a space of I am courageous, but I still had a lot of work to be done, I found that I wasn't stepping into waking up to my potential or my power. And what I'm shifting now is really creating new possibilities. So the creation piece, like for instance, really playing bigger by serving powerfully. So I would say that a lot of ways in which I'm experimenting is coming from this ability to be okay to fail, be okay to make mistakes. And I think that that childlike wonder to be like that in your business, because it's the long game, right? So I think that has made a big difference. So I bring that to the space.
Got it.
And I'd like to add one more there. You can put this in. One of the breakthroughs I had was deciding that I want to build a prosperous, ethical, and a sustainable practice.
Yeah.
Now, I had to really take a stand for my coaching, stand for what I'm building, and commit to that and give myself permission. So right now, that's the space I am in. And it requires a lot of courage to say yes to that and no to something else. So I think it's creating new boundaries for myself.
Wonderful, Farah. Let's now talk about your program, the Integral Growth for Women in Leadership. So what actually led to creation of that program and what it is all about?
Oh, that's a beautiful story there. I met an amazing partner in Hong Kong, and we both realized that we were doing similar work in for women. And that led to us co-creating this program. And we did it virtually by doing a lot of work, leadership embodiment work, the Dare to Lead work together to create this model. It's a very unique model, which includes the intrinsic and the extrinsic part of building leaders. And so it's really about building the program is to create authentic leaders who can make a huge impact in the world. So I want to say that our work together was so powerful that we shifted when we created. And of course, we launched it in Hong Kong and we brought it to India. And this is something that I'm really proud of. It was a work of love and doing work on ourselves before we tested it with women leaders. That's what it's all about.
And what kind of age group or the career level that you are targeting for this?
So this is for successful leaders who have been in the space and looking to create a bigger impact in their life and their business. Mm-hmm. Maybe they are already successful, but feel unfulfilled sometimes because of outward signs of success, but inner they're not really happy. So we have worked with senior leadership in creating this, and I feel that this is applicable to leaders of mid and senior level.
Oh, got it. And where can our audience find more information?
They can find all this information on my website, which is very simple, coachfarah.com.
Coachfarah.com. All right. So those of you who are listening or watching this episode, you'll find the link to Farah's website in the show notes or the episode description. And on that note, Farah, it's time for us to kick off the second rapid fire round to spice up the episode further. If you're ready, let's dive in.
Yeah.
Okay. And I have to really do a lot of homework to come up with these kind of questions because we are doing a series of 4 episodes. And here comes my next question. What is the funniest thing that has happened to you on a video call?
I've had many times where there's, when my client's pet is actually in front of me on the call. So I've taken pictures for memories. So it's the cutest thing that I'm coaching a pet and not my client. So I love those moments. Yes.
Nice. And what is the most unconventional method you use to stay organized?
Unconventional?
Yeah.
Unconventional method. I have to really think about this. I think the most unconventional method I have is I have this room that I've created in this thing in my home where all my material, facilitation and coaching material, is all stored in different bags. And I just have to go and pick. I know which bag is what. And so I find that has worked for me so far. So there are bags full of materials that I go and pick. So nobody else can find that, Naveen, only me.
Did you write a label over that, or how do you recognize that? Is that a secret?
No, there's no secret there, but I did attempt to write labels, but they don't stay in those on those bags. But I have to use my memory, I guess.
I see. Got it. That's a good one. And it comes my next bullet. If you could have a famous CEO as your personal mentor, who would you choose and why?
I would actually choose, if I'm looking for a personal mentor, I probably would choose Indra Nooyi.
Wow. Amazing. And recently I came across her story. She's also good at exposing her vulnerabilities. And one thing that resonated well with me is she said, despite of how much hard she worked, right, there is still the factor of luck has played. That's why she's able to scale such a high position, right, especially in a foreign land, and which is so inspiring. Amazing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I guess that's another reason why I would love to connect with her.
Great. And Farah, what is the weirdest place you have ever taken a work call?
You don't want to know, but I was swimming one day, and then I realized that it was time for me to take the call. I was not on video, I promise, but I took my phone from the, and I was in the pool when I took this call. So yeah, it was the weirdest.
I bet. Okay. So if you were to write a book about your professional journey, what would be the title?
It would be Courage Unlimited.
Courage Unlimited. Awesome. And here comes the last bullet. If your professional life was a genre, would it be drama or comedy or romance, action, horror or science fiction or anything else?
I would love it to be a comedy. I need so much of fun and joy in my life. It has to be a comedy.
Nailed it.
Thank you.
Amazing. I loved all your responses, and let's flip back to the mainstream. So what advice would you give to women who aspire to take the next step in their career journey?
I would say just be bold enough to say yes to yourself. And one thing that has served me is, you know, this comparison that we have when we look at someone else in this journey. I would say that only compare to your yesterday's self. No one else, because you're so unique and you're so powerful. So don't forget who you are. So I would say just do it, step in and enjoy the journey.
Amazing. So everybody's life is unique and we don't have to compare with anybody else's. Amazing. Superb. I loved the conversation and the entire series. So thank you so much. And before I officially wind up the series, I'm going to put you on the spot. Okay, so tell me about two people who you want me to host on this show for sure.
So this is really putting me on the spot. I'm thinking of somebody I love. You will love him. His name is Ruben Gonzalez. He is a four-time Olympian right now, making history of being the only Olympian to be in 5 Olympic Games in 5 decades. So I would definitely invite him into this show. He's amazing. Mm-hmm. And the second would be someone who I've really got inspired over the last 1 year. He runs the school where I'm currently, next week, I'm going to graduate from. It's the number one prosperity school. His name is Ankush Jain. And his way of being is powerful. I would love to connect you to Ankush Jain as well.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And I look forward to having those conversations. And I'm sure it is going to add a lot of value personally to me and also the TGV family. And Farah, thank you so much once again for making this series happen. And thanks to Kavita Garla once again for connecting us both. And this has been a fabulous series and I'm going to cherish this for a long time. Thank you once again.
I want to send this to you and to Kavita. Thank you so much. It's been my pleasure. We did it together. Thank you, Naveen.
All right. So pleasure to have you, Farah, and looking for many more conversations. And friends, that was our last and final episode as part of TGV Courage Catalyst series with Farah Ismail. And before we jump into the fun trivia section, we have a quick request for you. In case if you haven't already subscribed to the Guiding Voice podcast, please subscribe from wherever you have tuned in. Either it is YouTube or if you have tuned in from Spotify or Apple, you can hit follow and also, if possible, leave a rating or review, because by leaving a rating and review, it is going to help us boost our reach. Also, if you have enjoyed the conversation, request you to share with at least 3 of your friends or colleagues who would also like the Guiding Voice. TGV and spread the knowledge and help others grow just like you. Now, let's hop into the trivia segment. Having had amazing series by the name Courage Catalyst, right? So choosing courage over comfort, I thought I would present you a few facts related to courageous leadership and especially mention about courageous leaders. So first, let us understand who these courageous leaders are. They are the ones who fearlessly navigate challenges, inspire others, and drive change in the face of adversity. And they exemplify resilience, integrity, and compassion. And their actions often shape the course of history. From Winston Churchill's unwavering resolve during World War II to Malala Yousafzai's fearless advocacy for girls' education, these leaders demonstrate the power of courage in shaping a better future for all, whether facing political turmoil, social injustice, or personal adversity. Their unwavering commitment to their values and vision inspires others to follow suit and create positive change in the world. So that's it from my side about courageous leadership. But here is an ask. If you know of any courageous leader that has inspired either you or people around them, I would love to know about them. So please let me know about them by commenting. If you are watching this on YouTube, you can comment there. Or if you have found this episode on social media platform, do not forget to tag them. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in and also for being part of our awesome TGV family. And folks, we would love to hear from you. Do not hesitate to share your ideas, feedback, topic recommendations, or even guest speaker suggestions either through social media or you can also email us at theguidingvoiceforyou@gmail.com. And let's create content that resonates with you. I'm your host, Navin Samala, a lifelong learner. And my goal is to have impactful conversations that improve not only your life, but also your career. So until next time, take care, stay inspired. And remember, the best is yet to come. Goodbye for now. See you all in the next episode with another amazing guest.